insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I don't know if you heard it. We were preparing to go on the air here. And in the last half hour of the Clay and Buck show, they interviewed no less than Adam Laxalt. And they talked about new polling that shows that Adam Laxalt is up 4 points in the latest Trafalgar polling. And the Trafalgar Group is a name brand pollster. I have no reason to doubt it. I have no reason to believe it. But the fact is that multiple polling shows Adam Laxalt up in the race with Catherine Cortez Masto. So I thought you would enjoy hearing Adam Laxalt, who was on with Clay and Buck. Yeah, so coming up about 2:35, tell your friends that we'll replay a portion of that Clay and Buck interview with Adam Laxalt, because it really, you want to talk about Big Mo momentum? That Big Mo it seems to be on the side of Adam Laxalt, at least in that race, at least right now. And don't forget, early voting begins October 22nd. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And coming up on 1:30, as we check out what's happening out there, there is a crash on Interstate 15 northbound near Allegiant Stadium there at Russell Road on the right shoulder. Also, a crash on Las Vegas Boulevard. That looks to be past Flamingo right now. Also, remember that right lane on Interstate 15 southbound between Flamingo and Tropicana? It's under repair for a while. That's part of the Tropicana Interchange project, which is scheduled for completion in the middle of February. So that's going to be there for a while. Give yourself some extra time there on Interstate 15 South. Also, the right lanes are closed on 15 North, and that's between Warm Springs and Hacienda.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Major League Baseball, the L.A. Dodgers hosting the St. Louis Cardinals tonight, a three-game weekend series. Andrew Heaney will start for the Dodgers, while Jose Quintana will counter for the Cards. The Dodgers took 3 of 5 in the series with Arizona, while St. Louis slugger Albert Pujols needs just 2 more home runs for 700 for his career to become the 4th Major League Baseball player to achieve that mark. NFL, the Raiders will head to Nashville to take on the Tennessee Titans, a matchup of playoff teams from last season but are winless this year at 0-2. Las Vegas will look to try to utilize Pro Bowl wide receiver Davante Adams more than in their loss to Arizona, where he had just 2 receptions and none after halftime. And in college football, UNLV on the road Saturday to face Utah State. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
That's the sound of a crack in the ceiling found at a home inspection. But with a Realtor by your side, a newfound leak might only cause minor worries. With their expertise, a Realtor can suggest a credit at closing and even connect you to a contractor to help you shore up that leak and alleviate your worries. When it comes to cracks in your plans, the expertise of a Realtor can make all the difference. The difference between an agent and a Realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Hi, Tom Baudet here. Thinking about road tripping to the family reunion. Potato salad, doing battle with the sun, dog crawling all over the cousins, and nothing brings us closer than someone squished in the middle seat. Well, it's a good thing Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. They'll get you out of that minivan so the kids can get all spiffed up before Grandma starts pinching their cheeks. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Hey, have you heard the latest Steve Sisolak scandal?
You mean the cover-up and federal investigation about that COVID testing scandal?
That one's all over the news, but no, there's another one. He's hooked up with our county commissioner, Justin Jones, on this one. Sisolak traded his vote for a political favor, and the deal was orchestrated by Justin Jones. Now the whole scam is in court.
Sounds like 2 dirty politicians, if you ask me.
Yep. And Jones was caught trying to destroy the evidence about the Sisolak scandal.
Of course he was.
This is the same guy who had a judge say he tried to deceive the court and said Jones had serious violations of candor.
Sisolak and Jones, what a pair.
Justin Jones is up for re-election this November. Can't imagine why anyone would vote for this guy.
Won't be getting my vote.
Mine either. Paid for by Stronger Nevada PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, Sam Peters will join us at the top of the hour, candidate for Congress in CD 4, and I can't wait to see what polling says about this race. In other races, the governor's race and the senatorial race, Republicans are making a huge comeback, and they have a lot of momentum going into the final 46 days of the campaign. 46 days to Election Day, October 22nd. October 22nd, mark it down, circle it on your calendar. That is the start of early voting, October 22nd. But Sam Peters will join us coming up just after 2 o'clock. I promised I'd let you hear more from the former president, Donald J. Trump. And this is a question I've never heard him asked, which is really weird. He's been on all kinds of different places. He's been on Fox News. He's been on with Newsmax. But he was on with Sean Hannity last night. And did he ever have presidential regrets? Are there things he did, things he said, appointments he made that maybe he regrets after the fact? This was the former president with Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
When you think back, do you have any regrets? Do you wish, why the hell did I do that? Why didn't I do that? You ever think about that? Or
so you always have regrets. But my biggest regrets are people. When I went to Washington, I was only there 17 times. I've told you this. And I never stayed overnight. So I wasn't into that whole world of the Washington, D.C. society. I was from New York. I spent a lot. I knew everybody in New York. Now I know everybody, and I know the good ones, the bad ones, the weak ones, the strong ones.
Do you think you would be better because your team and the people around you would be better and stronger?
I think so. I know so, but we also had great people. Don't forget, I rebuilt our military. We knocked out 100% of ISIS. We did things that people don't even talk about. There's so many. We did over 1,000 things, right to try, where you're able to try drugs that won't be approved for another 5 years if you're terminally ill. That was a big thing.
I've met people whose lives were saved.
Yeah, look at Jerusalem, mm-hmm. The capital of Israel.
Abraham Accords.
Right, the Abraham Accords.
You moved the...
We did so much. We did so much. But the big thing is people. I could have had a couple of choices, a few choices, maybe even more than a few choices, that I wouldn't have put a certain person there. You know, government is largely people. Now I know everybody. I know the good ones and I know the bad ones.
But today was a day where your family was impacted directly. Your children, who I know all of them really well, and I've known them for a lot of years. Anytime I went to interview you, before you ever thought about really running for president, you always introduced me. They're all nice. They're all great kids. All of them.
They are great kids.
And I've met Barron, who's a great kid.
Great.
And, you know, I've watched now, you watch what happened to them today and what they've all had to go through and all the depositions and all the legal stuff that goes on. Do you worry about putting other people, what Melania had to go through and Barron had to go through? Do you worry about putting them back in that situation? In other words, I'm going to put it nicely. You're a golfer.
Yeah.
Why don't you just play golf? Why would you want to give up a great life and go back to that hellhole?
Because I love the country, and we were so close. Before COVID came in, we had a country like never in history. We were going up, and even with that, I saw your friend Laura the other night do a show on the numbers, the tremendous numbers with COVID. You know, and again, when it came, nobody knew what it was.
Yeah.
It was China's gift to us, okay? A horrible gift. But even with COVID, my numbers are better than anybody's numbers in decades. You could add Bush and Obama together. Forget Biden, because look, his stock market now is lower than where mine was, and you're talking about 2 years later.
You think
my stock market hit a record. Even after COVID, when I handed it off, if you call it a handoff, my stock market was higher than it was the day before COVID came in. I mean, we did an amazing job.
Yeah. No, and I agree. I have told folks on this radio show, I've told my friends, the only area where this president did not do the promises made, promises kept deal was in the area of replacing Obamacare. And he never came up with a cogent healthcare policy that could allow us to jettison everything about Obamacare and replace it with something else that works. He never was able to do that. And considering all the other things he did, it's not surprising that there's, you know, one area of his government or of his policy that was not fully implemented. There just wasn't. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm going to open up our phone lines. You want to join us, you can at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm trying to think of any other area where this president came up short. I can't figure out one. The economy, he rebuilt it not once but twice, before the pandemic, after the pandemic. I mean, you know, foreign policy, the Abraham Accords that brought the Middle East under control. You go up and down the lineup. There's nothing he didn't do. He did it all. You know, energy policy. I mean, all these things that he did. It's just incredible. And the only area that he came up short, and I'll take this to my grave, was the replacing Obamacare. Other than that, everything was 100%. It was great. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allen Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Guten Tag. This is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and the horses. Remember, I only trust Meine key with Meine key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's get to some calls on this Friday afternoon. Good to have you with us. We made it to Friday. I can't believe it. It's so good. Let's begin with JD. JD, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, thanks a lot. I have a personal favor to ask when you have the major on. And you've probably seen these horrendous lying ads against Becker where she supports abortion on incest and rape. And when Colonel Mark Robinson swindled somebody out of $6 million, totally made up lies by the candidates. And I found out something today from Sinclair Broadcasting. When a PAC runs a lie like that, they could pull it. But when the candidate themselves pay for it, they can't. I would like you to ask the major, you know, they're going to go down and dirty in the gutter and to fight as dirty as they do. And if you would, mark this day down and give it to them. On May the 20th, 2020, the Review Journal ran a story on Horsford's affair with his intern. And all the Democrats said it's a private affair, Rosen and Mastro and everybody else. But I would like you to ask him, has he done any research? Fine, it's a private affair with an intern while he's married. But who her apartment, her car, and her living expenses for the years that he was fooling around with her. Did any of that money come out of his campaign? And that, to me, would be worth looking into, sir.
Will do. Will do. We will ask him about some of that stuff. And it is incredible how much makes the newspaper, how much does not make the newspaper, and how a lot of this just gets covered up. Nobody brings this up. I hope that you know, we're going to get more light shed on this particular issue, because this is you're right. Carl, oh, no, I'm sorry, JD, go ahead. Did you have something else?
No, just go on.
Okay. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on.
Yeah, okay. Now, your Obama opponent is acting up a little bit.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, well, you know. Listen, you played some clips for Trump, but you didn't play all of them. I like the ones where it says, you know, I can declassify any top secret information just by thinking of it. You didn't hear, did you hear that one?
I did think of it,
and I can declassify it.
We've got more clips that we're going to bring you a little bit later on the show if we have time.
Yeah, but play some of those, I mean, which are pretty good. And the FBI left top secret information in my house, and Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails were probably left there. He said that in his own words.
Well,
you know, come on. Let me say one thing real quick. He's in trouble than anybody imagines. What you think he did good or he didn't good, when New York gets through with him, and you heard the charges that are coming up against him. He, with tax fraud, bank fraud, everything else. I mean, he evaluated his apartment of 30,000 square feet, took taxes on it. It was only 10,000 feet. He said Mar-a-Lago was...
Oops.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the man is, in a lot of ways, a con man. He always has been. And he always will be. I'm sorry whether you like it or not. But
can I tell you, you know what's interesting? And Carl, thank you. I appreciate your call. They haven't convicted him of anything, of spitting on the sidewalk, for crying out loud. This is a guy that, you know, supposedly was an agent of Russia. Remember that? Russia. And they didn't get him on that. They have not gotten him on anything. There's all this speculation what his role might have been on January 6th. It's just incredible. And yet nothing has been able to stick. And I might add, if you think you're going to get any kind of satisfaction out of Letitia James and her lawsuit, this will never see a court, if it does see a courtroom. We'll probably not see a courtroom until maybe 4 years from now, 3 years from now, maybe less. He'll be president of the United States before any of this is ironed out. And again, what's happening in New York State now is a civil suit, not a criminal lawsuit. So there's no there's no going to jail or anything like that. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Mr. Kevin Wall, you know what? I don't know if it's a deep state, but I do believe a lot of people work for the telephone company are Democrats, and I think all these conservative shows are being messed with. I listen to a lot of them, and I notice the static. It can't be a coincidence. I mean, I'm not Sherlock Holmes, but I'm very suspicious. Anyway, I'll just be brief. I just want to vent. It helps me psychologically. And talking to psychological, I really think clinical call. You know, I don't hate the man. Anybody with a sense of humor, I don't hate, you know. But the man needs a shrink. I'm sorry.
The man is a shrink. What are you talking about? The man is a shrink.
Well, sometimes a doctor has to go to a doctor. It's just like a lawyer has to go to a lawyer sometimes. For God's sakes. I mean, you know, enough is enough. How long is this going to go on?
There you go.
I know it must hurt you to say thank you, hey, listen, I just want to say, you know, in a better world, why doesn't Puerto Rico have like $10 billion in surplus for hurricanes? Why don't we live in a better world? Why don't we have $10 trillion in the U.S. in surplus? Well, how dysfunctional are we? I mean, who's causing all this insanity?
It's all global warming. All global warming. That's what it is. The answer is global. Everything.
Well, since when do hurricanes threaten Nova Scotia? When did that happen? I'm not a Democrat. I know the world's changing. I understand. But the way this administration is handling it is like doofus world. You know, it really is. And it's all wrong. And I see conservatives making mistakes. Like, is it against the rules for sure? In these lower middle class neighborhoods from the bus window, and I'm wondering, he can't say sheriff? You know, maybe sheriff makes people think law and order. Maybe this guy will restore some law and order. Maybe it's against the rules. Are you there?
I'm here. No. Good question. I got to run. I got to hit a break here.
I know you do. And have a great weekend.
Thank you, Gary. You too, my friend. There you have it. By the way, we'll get to Ken coming up in just a couple minutes. A whole bunch of more calls before we turn the program over to Sam Peters, the candidate for Congress in CD4. We'll talk about what's going on in his crazed world, 46 days away from an election, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website.
What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand